Now, Declan, as we reflect on the 1985 award winners, again, going through them in alphabetical order and starting with the Appreciation Award, the late Ty Culbert.
Yes, Ty Culbert, I suppose, was a fine squash player himself with Downtown. Squash was very big in Letterkenny in the 1980s. You had two clubs there. You had one on the Port Road at Rainey's and then also at Downtown. And he would have been on teams that would have won titles in Northern. They would have competed in the league in, across the border in Northern Ireland and would have won a number of titles. But Tag was also involved in administration. He was a key figure in terms of the provincial headquarters in Belfast. He would have been the link there, the rep that would have liaised with them. So he gave a lot back to the sport. And I suppose we all know Tag Culbert also as a local councillor, an urban councillor, and then a town councillor, and also very involved with Letterkenny Rovers in latter years.
The boxing award went to Seamus Hegarty from Carndonagh.
Yeah, Seamus wasn't able to be with us tonight. He's has been living in Luton for a long time. Seamus was an outstanding boxer. He won an under 19 national title in 1985. He was unbeaten that year, and he also was very successful over a number of years, very deserving of the title in 1985. And just unfortunate that he couldn't be with us this evening.
Clay pigeon shooting, John Campbell, again, a name synonymous with that sport.
So John Campbell represented Ireland multiple times, and that year he won the Donegal League, so that was one of the reasons. But John Campbell was an outstanding clay pigeon, and at the Donegal Sports Star Awards, he won a number of individual categories, and he also won the Hall of Fame.
Cycling, no surprise that year, Joe Barr, and a man who through the decades continues to be at the very top.
Well, as we know, Chris, myself and yourself from media coverage in recent years, Joe was still competing at the highest level in masters cycling across the globe and in America. So he, in 1985, he had a number of very, very big successes that got him the award that year.
And the Disabled Athlete Award, no stranger to the Donegal Sports Star Awards, Bridie Lynch from St Johnston.
Bridie, yeah. Bridie was an outstanding para-athlete for a number of years. And she would have represented Ireland at a Paralympic Games. And she had a number of successes also at national and European level in those years. So Bridie was right up there, and she won the overall Donegal Sports Star Award, and also won the athletics category a number of times.
The Gaelic Football Award in 85 went to Martin McHugh. No surprise that year, the wee man from Kilcar really excelling.
Well, I mean, you can see what he'd done that year. He was the top scorer in the country, and he was captain of the Donegal team in the National League. And he also won a McKenna Cup medal that year.
Again, Rafoe and Rafoe Hockey featuring prominently. The Hall of Fame went to Gerry Thompson and the hockey went to Richard Eaton.
Yeah. And Gerry Thompson won the Hall of Fame. Yeah, two Rafoe men. Yeah, Richard Eaton was an outstanding hockey player over a number of years. He represented Ireland at underage level. And that was the reason that year that he got the award.
And motorsport, again, somebody who's been a regular at the Sports Star Awards, Rory Kennedy from Letterkenny.
Yeah, Rory has won a number of awards, and I suppose he's one of the top navigators in the country, if not across Europe. He had a lot of successes over a number of years. In 1985, he would have won three or four different titles, and obviously that gave him the success that year.
Now, Eamon Friel from Donegal Town was the winner of the Rugby Award, and a real stalwart.
Well, Eamon, I suppose when anybody talks about Donegal Town Rugby Club, Eamon Friel is one name that certainly comes to the fore. I mean, as a prop forward or a front row, he was one of the driving forces behind the successes of the Donegal Club, who won two or three different Ulster titles during his time there. He was captain of the club three times, and he also represented Ulster at junior level.
Under the schools, Declan, the Secondary School Award went to St Eunan's College in Letterkenny.
Yeah, at that time, and they also won the senior schools title the following year in 86. So they were a very strong team in that era. Some very, very good players, lads, that some of them went on to play at senior level. They beat Ben Effin College 3-0 in the final at Croke Park. And among the players that had played against that day was Keith Barr and Charlie Redmond, who went on to play senior Gaelic football for Dublin.
And the secondary sports boy award went to Barry Cunningham from Falcarra.
Yeah, Barry was a boarder at Falcarra Community School at that time, from Killybegs. He excelled in GAA. The school would have excelled in GAA around that time under Father Sean Gallagher. Barry went on then, after his school days, to represent Donegal at senior level. He won an under-21 medal in 1987, and then was a member of the All-Ireland winning team in 1992, coming on as a second-half sub.
And the secondary sports girl award was the Convent of Mercy Ballyshannon's Siobhan Gallagher.
Yeah, and that was back-to-back sports star schools titles for Siobhan. Siobhan Gallagher was one of the top athletes in those years. She went on to get a scholarship to the USA, and she excelled there as well. Back now living in Donegal Town for the last number of years, but certainly an outstanding athlete, both at schools level here and then when she went to the USA.
Now, if we move on then to the Sports Teacher Award, Louis Diver from Falcarra Community School.
Yeah, she was a PE teacher there, and she came there sometime in the early 80s. And one of the things that she noticed at that stage was that girls' sport, there was very little going on. So she got involved, particularly in basketball, and she built a team. And in 1985, they won the Donegal title. So that was a big success. It was a major breakthrough, and it set the scene then for further success.
The Soccer Award, John Gerard McGettigan of Milford, a man who sacrificed a lot of his own time, was well known at Finn Harps and a lot of travel.
Yeah, 1985, he won the Schoolboy Award. He represented Ireland twice that year at youth level. But at Finn Park, I suppose he was one of the great servants over the years. And as you say, he made great sacrifices. He lived in County Wicklow for most of that career. And as I said in there, his driver was the late, great Derek Wilkinson, who took him every weekend or every other weekend to Finn Park for the home games. John Gerard, unfortunately, couldn't be with us this evening.
And we started with the Appreciation Award and Ty Culbert and Squash. And then the Individual Squash Award, Brian Harkin from Letterkenny.
Yeah, Brian Harkin was one of the key players. He was involved with the Rainies Club in the Port Road, but then moved then to the Downtown and was very successful. In 1985, he was the winner of the Donegal title. He was also involved in teams that enjoyed success in the Ulster League.
And the team award, it was the South Donegal Harriers, and what a year they had.
Yeah, they won a national team title that year. They were only 3 years in existence, so that was a huge, huge success for them. And they had some great athletes in that team, the likes of Kevin McBurty and a couple of others who went on to star for more years. But Eamon Harvey obviously was a key man there, and he was part of the coaching team at that time.
And the last of the awards that year was the Youth Award, and Adrian Crawford from Finn Valley.
Yeah, Adrian was an outstanding athlete, both with his school and with Finn Valley AC. He won a number of titles at Ulster and national level that year. And so the Youth Award went to him that year.